Today on Real Life Radio.
Our nation needs a revival not only in its churches, but in its government. Remember, church, government is given by God. Politics is what man does to it.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Now, before we jump into today's message, I want to remind you that all sorts of resources for your spiritual growth are available at jackhibbs.com. Things like devotions, podcasts, interviews, previous messages, special events, all this and a lot more available at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's very special 4th of July edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack with his message called, When in the Course of Human Events. This message is both a remembrance of America's great founding as a nation and an expression of sorrow over her tragic decline as a free nation. You see, the fight for liberty and freedom of religion continues to this day. Our country is in peril, and we need to repent and call on the Lord in hope that His grace and mercy might visit us once again, and that He might save us before it's too late. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that nations are born and nations die. But it's our duty to preserve America's freedom and continue to honor the Declaration of Independence, knowing that God is just and His justice cannot sleep forever. And now with his special 4th of July message called When in the Course of Human Events, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Right now, you and I are in a nation that was founded upon the fact that it's not based upon, listen to this, because boy, have I been hearing a lot of trash and You have too on media today in the news. The Supreme Court should reverse the decision on Roe v. Wade. That was wrong. They need to listen to the will of the people. Listen, that's Rex Lex. Rex Lex is the mob rules. The people rule. The king rules. Did you know that our Constitution was created in such a way where it's Lex Rex? The law rules. You understand how beautiful this is? In a real constitutional republic that we used to have, even if a politician broke the law, they were given the same sentence that you and I would receive. Why? Because the law rules in America. Do you see how far we've departed? Our nation needs a revival not only in its churches, but in its government. Remember, church, government is given by God. Politics is what man does to it. And they got that. Acts chapter 10, verse 34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by God." It's not the king as law. The law is king in this nation. You break the law, you pay the price, or you address the issue. Rutherford preached this, that all men are created equal and not valued because of any bloodline or status or influence or aristocracy. Is that radical? That was in his message, 1644. You kind of hear a little hint of Jefferson pulling something there? That all men are created equal? Yeah, our founders gave us the government under God and the law to hold us accountable. In Isaiah 33, 22, this is what they said because they lifted it from John Locke. Isaiah 33, 22 says, "For the Lord is our judge." You can write down there, judiciary. "The Lord is our lawgiver." That's the legislature. "And the Lord is our king." That is the executive branch. From that verse, our nation's founding fathers read John Locke's treaty on government and said, this is how it's going to work. We're going to have three checks and balances of government based on Isaiah 33, 22. Don't believe me? Research it for yourself. John Adams said this, "The general principles on which the fathers," pilgrims he was referring to, "achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity." Again, I'm reading John Adams, founding father. "I will vow that I then believe and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God. When in the course of human events, it was a time to proclaim liberty. Liberty. How many of you have been to Philadelphia? If you're not, you need to join us on our next heritage tour. The Liberty Bell. Want to take a peek at it? You ought to read about this later. That's the real bell. That's it. The story about it's fantastic. The first bell was made. And this, I think if I remember right, this is the third bell. All from the same metal. They just melted it down and remolded it. But long story short, they wound up finally, the third bell finally worked. And to this day, this particular crack, they do not know how it got to be there. But that's not the point. The point is that if this was not a nation founded by believers, Mr. Revisionist, then explain to us why at the top of the bell is Leviticus 25, verse 10. To proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all of its inhabitants. Leviticus 25, verse 10. Why? Quite remarkable, is it not? Pretty awesome, I would say. Liberty. We've got something to fight for that Northern Nation has the heritage of fighting for. Don't get me wrong. I know we have viewers all over the world. And the country that you live in, you should love your country. God put that in you. That's from the book of Daniel, by the way. God placed you, where are you? You in this camera. You in that camera. You in those cameras. God placed you in your nation of origin for a purpose. Okay? That's important. But we of all people in this nation have been given such goodness from God. And it's worth defending because people are coming to get it, ladies and gentlemen. What you have, you may not have for long. It's as though we have fallen down in the hustle and bustle of some busy city, unattended to, without nursing, and thieves and robbers are pillaging our pockets and going through our wardrobe, trying to find something for themselves. It's as though the Statue of Liberty has fallen into the bay, which leads us to our second point, when in the course of human events, there's a struggle. There's a great struggle. There's a great struggle now. That's what we're involved in. What our founding fathers gave us, we are to continue on in the defense of it. Some go to war. Some are vigil, watching over. And some of us are here on the ground, as it were, in our communities, in our school boards, in our local governments, in the PTA, in our worldview that we share in our employment or at our school, in our campus. When I talk about the struggle, the great struggle, I'm talking about the one that's here and right now that you and I live in. What was proclaimed and held up in the Bible regarding our past, now you and I are living in our modern day moment. We're the ones that someday somebody will say, weren't they funny dressed in those clothes? Did they know they were making history? And what will the history be that we make? That we recover this nation because we're still breathing? Or do we do as Reagan warned about, that we are willing to live as slaves as long as you just give us our bread and our morsel, just keep us alive. No longer any pursuit to strive and to work hard for something, but to receive government handouts until you rot away into nothing. Do you understand that when things are doled out to you, your creativity evaporates? That when things are handed out to you, you don't know what you love or what you hate. When things are handed out to you, there's nothing to fight for anymore. There's no reason to get out of bed. When I first went to Russia in the 1990s, all you see is Russian women and children all over the place. And you ask, where are the men? And they were all drunk. Drunk. Drunk on what? Drunk on free government vodka. And what do we have today? We have a system that is keeping our culture drugged. If it's not fentanyl, it's the US dollar. Just stay home. Do nothing with your life. You're way easier to control if you just listen to what we tell you. Ben Franklin said in 1773, there never was a good war or a bad peace. But one thing is certain, they understood that liberty and freedom was the greatest thing that could ever happen. There's always a struggle for control of people. It's happening right now. You're in the midst of it, if you realize it or not. You're the prize. Did you know that? You're the one that everybody, so to speak, wants to date. You're the one they want to take out. I don't mean take out and shoot. I mean take out and indoctrinate. And in every culture, by the way, the last stand in the Western world before the culture either surrendered to Islam or socialism was the church. And I'm not a prophet, but I'm saying today that the last stand right now to me is evident. When we have few churches in this nation that are standing, the end draweth near. Wherever you may be in your church, you need to demand that your pastor speak the truth, no matter what it costs. You need to make that demand. There's the struggle for control. There's the struggle over destiny. President George Washington, in his first inaugural address, April 30th, 1787, Wall Street, New York City. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of any independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. I love that. When you look up providential agency or the word providence, some people say, they didn't believe in God, they believed in providence. Don't, please, if that's what you think, don't ever say that again, because you expose your ignorance. Don't say it again. The founding fathers in Old English uses the word providence to mean a very involved act of God. Instead of them keep saying a very involved act of God, they would use the word providence saw us through. I worship, you worship a very involved act of God. He's involved in the affairs of men. Why? Because listen, there's a destiny. There's a destiny known to God. It's up to you and I to find it out. When you celebrate the freedom of this nation, you need to look around at what's going on in the world right now and the brutality that's taking place in various parts of the world. What are you going to do? Go to a game, hot dogs, beach. You get to do whatever you want to do. You want to do nothing? God governs in the affairs of men, but how he does it is that he uses man to fulfill his plans. There's a destiny. Not one of us are an accident, nor is your life. With all due respect and affection, stop whining about your life. Honestly, just stop it. You know what? Listen, you're too valuable to God. Stop whining about the past. Just stop it. No matter what, just stop it. Stop it. Grab hold of God and hang on and go forward, because let me tell you, there's a destiny, and being a victim is not it. Our founding fathers could have said, oh my goodness, British, the crown of England's upset with us, and oh, what did we do? We crossed the line somewhere. We need to go fight. No. Know what's right. Stand upon that. And the beautiful thing about standing upon God's word is that you'll always be right. Think of that. That sounds arrogant. I didn't say that. I said, if you obey God's word, you'll always be right. He gets the glory. God blesses obedience. Is there something impossible in your life and you're a believer? God's got a destiny for your life. You ought to say, wow, this is an impossible thing. Let's see what God does with this. Don't cave in.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And then finally, under this particular point, is the struggle for good. Are we not involved in a struggle for good? Yes. Our kids are under attack. Our kids are being stolen by the public and political system of our state and nation. Your children, you brought them into the world. You've paid for them. You've loved them. And the state says they have authority over them. And listen, where they don't, they steal. There are things going on in your children's life that the system doesn't let you know about. It's absolutely amazing. We are in the grip of tyranny, and it's happened so gently and slowly that some of you might argue that we're not. That's how sinister it's been. Its grip is on you, and you're turning blue, and you don't even feel it. when the government says you will shut down your business. That doesn't, listen, do you understand that's the government condemning someone's livelihood? That is the destruction of your family, the destruction. Listen, watch, I'm going to prove a point here right now. If you own a little restaurant and you've got it going and you're going to plant, you built it and you plan on handing it over to your kids when it's time, and the government comes in and says, no, it's over. We're not allowing you, we're going to chain your door shut. That's exactly what happens in communist countries. And according to our nation's laws, no one can do that to us for no reason. But even as I say that, you had a but in your mind. Well, but we have never been running this low on freedom and liberty in this nation since England ruled the day. President Franklin Roosevelt said, "Let us never forget the government is ourselves and not an alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country." Wow. President Gerald Ford said, "A government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take from you everything you have." That is the government of today. And then finally, we end here. There will be a conclusion. When, in the course of human events, and I stress the word course, a course has a beginning and an ending. And there's an end. There's an end, according to the Bible, to every nation on the face of the earth. There's an end. And yet we read the Bible and we see where God spares nations who repent of their sins and he grants them grace. What terrifies my soul, the Bible says, what to whom much is given, much is required. And no nation has had as much as us. There will be a conclusion. For this generation of Americans, what are we going to do? Jefferson said, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever." To whom are we going to look then at an hour like this? As China purchases us daily? As now we find out that China is buying the country of Brazil, that China is buying Venezuela, China is buying Colombia. Don't be surprised. Take your shirt off and look in the back and see where that shirt was made. We've given them that power. We surrendered. We handed that over. We're no longer sovereign. We're no longer independent. We do nothing without the permission of others. From here on out, and it breaks my heart. Margaret Thatcher, the Prime Minister of England, said, "The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money." And did you know that this nation that you're sitting in right here, right now, is borrowing money from China to stay alive? We are slaves. And to all nations, you can hear the cry, the challenge from Alex de Tocqueville, when he said, "There is no country in the world where the Christian religion retains a greater influence over the souls of men than America." Isn't that amazing? That's a Frenchman saying that about us. Thomas Jefferson said in 1781, I'm almost done. You're going to survive. You'll make it. "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis? Conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated, but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble, as I said a moment ago, for my countrymen, when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever." And then finally, in the days given to us, when in the course of human events, there's going to be a conclusion at some point in time. But what about the time and the age in which you and I live now? The day is given to us. What will we do? Will we ever really care? Honestly, I say this with love, but I say this as an exhortation. Do you care enough? What if we were reduced to fighting in the streets with weapons? Then would you wake up? No. When you can't wake up when it's easy to wake up, you can never wake up when it's hard to wake up. I mentioned it just the other night. Horrific voter turnout across the United States in these recent primaries. And the number one reason was, we don't believe in the American voting integrity anymore. God help me, Lord forgive me. I don't, if I'm wrong, God tell me, but people, listen, you know what the response of people were? I don't get it. I must have been born on another side of a set of tracks. But the reason why people didn't go vote is because they believe that the process is corrupt, that there's voter fraud. They literally played right into the tactic of floating out there that there is voter fraud. Do you understand? Fraud takes place. Fraud is not what causes the bad guys to succeed. It's wearing out the good people from participating. And it worked. It worked. Listen, it worked. People didn't vote. And 2024 is coming. Good people headed out by Christians are going to sit at home. What will we do? Right now we're called to pray and to vote and to pray again. But listen, are you a registered voter? Do you vote? Listen, men and women went to war and they're going to, they're holding the line now. These are the days given to us. It's not about what you're listening to and some whoever gets the Grammy or the Emmy or what's trending on this or that. Those are all distractions. Abraham Lincoln said on January 27th, 1837, at what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. The book of Hosea says in chapter 10, verse 12, sow for yourselves righteousness. Just simply means do the right thing. Wow, I have to end. There's just the stuff about the first Supreme Court, John Jay. He said Christians should vote and Christians should run for office. Can you imagine the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court said, Christians should vote and Christians should run for office. John Adams said something so radical. He said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That means the Constitution doesn't work unless we follow God. Isn't that amazing? Rejoice. Almighty God, we pray that the gospel message, while we have the freedom to proclaim that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, that he's our risen Lord and Savior, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, will soon come again as judge. We pray until that time comes, Lord, that you'd send mercy and that we would be a thankful people, that we do hereby today proclaim, Lord, a day of thanksgiving and praise, that we would be a people joyful, thankful, and appreciative. And forgive us, Lord, for our complaints and our grievances as we follow you. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his special 4th of July message called When in the Course of Human Events. Thanks for listening, and happy 4th of July from all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our prayer is that as you celebrate with family and friends, you'll say a prayer for our great country, and remember that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Miracles. The word itself might bring up controversy in your own mind, but did you know that America's history is full of miracles? Are you aware of past crises when America's fate hung in the balance? Our country is rich in miraculous tales of answered prayer. So you're going to love our current featured resource. It's called Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer. It's by Susie Federer. Inside its pages, you'll discover real-life struggles that the history books never really told you about. Divine protection in the middle of desperate circumstances from America's past. Men and women rising up with faith, and how situations were miraculously turned around. 32 captivating but little-known stories from the French and Indian War, the American Revolution, the War of 1812, the Civil War, World Wars I and II, and history up through Apollo 13. Learn the rest of the story of how people prayed, challenged, and inspired the nation, and how disaster was supernaturally averted. You are sure to get inspired as you uncover miracles in American history, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer by Susie Federer. It's available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.